from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One of the best players, we already have Patrick Mahomes here in Kansas City. We already have Bobby Wood Jr. on the Royals. So we have two of the best players. But adding to your team. And so with the drama and mess that is going on down in Dallas, CeeDee Lamb's unhappy. Jerry Jones yesterday said he has no urgency to get a deal done with CeeDee Lamb. Remember, he still needs to get a deal done with Micah Parsons, still needs to get a deal done with Dak, and he's not going to get a deal done with either of them, it seems like, at this point. And so CeeDee Lamb just tweeted LOL in response to Jerry Jones saying there's no urgency to sign CeeDee Lamb. Because think if you're CeeDee Lamb, where you're at. So it's a mess in Dallas, okay? But that has prompted people in Kansas City, and I'm sure in other markets, to be like, hey, what if?
Yeah.
And some of it was fueled because everybody looks at Twitter profile changes, you know? I don't know who's checking these nonstop to see if someone changes it. But Hollywood Brown has the Twitter profile or cover photo, I guess it would be, with him when they were together at Alabama.
At Oklahoma.
Or Oklahoma, sorry. Yeah, not Oklahoma, as teammates. And so the speculation increased. And then I saw there's a trade scenario out there from FanDuel as well. None of this is happening, right? And the scenario on a trade, no chance this is a trade I would make if I'm the Chiefs. So this was the scenario that was presented. One, can we agree that it's not happening anyway, but the scenario they presented was CeeDee Lamb to the Chiefs. The Chiefs trade away Rashee Rice. And a first round pick in 2025 and a first round pick in 2026. And it says, who says no? The Chiefs say no on this, right? CeeDee Lamb would need a new contract to make him like the highest paid wide receiver in football. Plus, I'm giving away a team controlled cheap wide receiver in Rashee Rice. And I'm giving away 2 first round picks when I have a GM that's drafting as good as anybody in football right now. Absolutely not. This is just a fun social media thing.
Yeah, where you can take a receiver and have 5 years of control with that player. I'll remind people, Isaiah Pacheco, do you know Isaiah Pacheco right now is making Alex Gold for a number one running back? On average, Isaiah Pacheco is making $973,000 a year, and they got him for 2 more years, right? That's the magic of the draft. That is getting a player to play with you, and you're not breaking the bank for it. Hollywood Brown's in that 1 year prove-it contract. Dallas, I would think, 2 years ago, Kansas City, when the draft was in Kansas City, they tried to make a move down with Dallas. Dallas wasn't receptive to it. Dallas probably remembers the Parker Anger for Charvarius Ward trade, which the Chiefs totally fleeced the Dallas Cowboys because Charvarius Ward turned out to be a good player. Guy that started for the Chiefs, got a big contract with the 49ers, and Parker Anger's probably working for Geico now. I mean, it's just a great trade for the Kansas City Chiefs, but you don't want to give up that player control, but I'm not sure Dallas would do it. But here's the other thing with Dallas. What message does that send his fan base or season ticket holders? Because CeeDee Lamb is a freaking stud. CeeDee Lamb was targeted last year 181 times. Receptions last year, CeeDee Lamb. This is how it's a priority for Dallas because he is the Dallas offense. 135 catches for 1,749 yards. I mean, that is ridiculous in 12 touchdowns, and it's not a priority. A guy with 135 catches isn't a priority. Their window is closing. I know Jerry really desperately wants to bring Dallas back to prominence, but to me, this spells they're going to suck, and they're going to bring in Belichick next year. Whether they get these deals done
Jerry
or not.
Jerry loves the attention.
I'm sure Jerry's going to consult with Bill. Hey, Bill, should we give Dak this money? Because I don't think Bill would go anywhere without a viable quarterback. But the CeeDee Lamb should be a priority. I mean, let's face it. You can say what you want in the media, but obviously a dude with 135 catches is a major, major priority. It makes Dak so much better. I mean, CeeDee Lamb is the offense for the Cowboys. So I'm very shocked that the
Well, there's no depth behind him, to your point. I mean, there's zero depth behind him. And at this point, do you think he actually gets traded? There's no way CeeDee Lamb gets traded at all.
Especially to the Chiefs.
I know we said that about Brandon Ayuk, and I guess to this point, Brandon Ayuk still hasn't been traded, despite all the reports suggesting he's going to get traded. And here we are. It's the end of the week. This has been going all week. Then in Dallas, especially, that's not an organization that typically caves to players whatsoever. That's just not how Jerry Jones usually operates. So I assume Micah Parsons, CeeDee Lamb, Dak Prescott will all be ready to go week one for the Dallas Cowboys. Then in the offseason, that's when it gets interesting and the decisions that they have to have. And you mentioned you think they'll blow it up, it sounds like, that organization and bring in Belichick.
Well, I think they will. I think Mike McCarthy would be on the hottest of hot seats in the National Football League. Don't know if you agree with me or not. Nick Sirianni, I'm shocked that he made it last year after they fell in his attitude. And all these reports you're seeing now with Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni having all that friction last year when it came to both those teams. So a little bit surprised in that. Mike McCarthy, who I'd put up there high on the list, will they still consult to it? Because I do think Bill Belichick ends up in Dallas. Mike McCarthy is Jerry Jones is probably tired of waiting because that window closes very, very fast. But CeeDee Lamb should be a priority. This should have already been done for the Dallas Cowboys. Do you know what the market is? You know what the market is for wide receivers? You know, they keep breaking the bank for what it is. You know what that is? You know what the quarterback is? There's no mystery what you're going to have to pay players, but I don't see a trade, them ever doing a trade. And I can't imagine the Chiefs want to spend a ton of money on a receiver. They had, quote, the NFL's number one player, Tyreek Hill, and they let him go to get draft picks and build this team. That's how they decided to do it, and that's what they did. And you get Hollywood Brown on a one-year prove-it deal. You spend a first-round pick on a receiver. I think they may even do that again next year with Hollywood Brown gone. But you're right. Brett Veach is doing his damage in the draft. And to have 5 years of control or 4 years like you have on Rice, that seems to be the modus operandi of the Kansas City Chiefs.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.